It is 2:36 in the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And if you listen to this program at all, or if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of the other social media sites that I've been forced by Pinto into getting on to stay connected with people, you'll know that Rudy the Rescue Dog is a big part of the McFeely family clan, and that Rudy the Rescue Dog has been with our family for a little bit over a year. Actually, probably going on about a year and a half now, and we rescued Rudy and or Rudy rescued us from the Humane Society of Fargo Moorhead. He was a shelter dog. He was an unwanted dog in many ways. And ever since we did that, and ever since Rudy the Rescue Dog has made such a big difference positively most of the time in our life, he wakes me up in the middle of the night. Okay, Heather Clyde of the Rudy sometimes. And also, by the way, if I can complain about Rudy for a second before I bring in Heather Clyde, the shelter manager of the Humane Society, he's chosen my wife as his favorite person. See, I had this big thing that Rudy and I were going to be the two best buds and hanging out and, you know, walking down the gravel roads like Opie and all that stuff on Andy Griffith. And Rudy's totally taken to my wife, Michelle. That just totally 110% head over heels in love with my wife, which that's fine. I'm happy for both of them all of the time. But anyway, the Humane Society has done such a big thing for our family that I want to give back as much as I can. And so I wanted to have Heather Clyde in. She is the shelter manager of the Humane Society to talk about a really cool, I don't know if it's milestone, Heather, or a really cool accomplishment for not only the Humane Society shelter, but also the other shelters in town like Cat's Cradle and For Love of Dog Rescue. Really neat little story. First of all, welcome to the program. Good to see you.
Thank you. And
do all dogs take to all women? That's the way Rudy's taken to my wife, or
for some reason dogs prefer women. It seems to be that way at the shelter. The dogs always prefer the women.
Is it something that I've done? Does Rudy not like me or something?
Or, no, or I don't know what it is. They just seem to be drawn to women for some reason.
Maybe I'm just loud and obnoxious, and Rudy just wants quiet and sweetness and the soft voice in his life.
Maybe
all men could use that. As a matter of fact, I probably could use more of that. Okay, tell us about this great story that the Humane Society and the other shelters in town are talking about.
Well, for the first time in the history of this community, I believe, 2013 was the first year that this community was, there was no euthanization of adoptable pets in the local pounds, which is a huge accomplishment. I started full-time at the Humane Society in 2007, and at that time there was over 900 animals being euthanized in the pound, and at least half to two-thirds of those were adoptable pets that there was just no place for them to go. And so for the first time, we were able to successfully rescue all of the adoptable animals from the three local pounds with the help of our rescue partners in town like Cat's Cradle and For Love of Dog.
Now, does this mean that you and the other shelters are doing such a great job of finding families for some of these adoptable pets, whether they're dogs or cats, or is there more space, or what's, why? Why is this happening? If you go from 900 to zero, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, there's several factors. There are less animals coming into the pound, which is awesome in itself. And then, of course, there's more people that are starting to realize that adoption is a great option when they're looking for a pet. And then, of course, we also have the huge foster families system that we've put in place, as well as the other organizations, which is allowing us all to have more space. Like when our shelter gets full or when Cat's Cradle shelter gets full, foster families allow us to save more animals because we have a place to put those animals, whereas before we had to turn them away because we didn't have any place to put them.
Has this been a long time goal? You said you've been there since 2007. And since you got there, has this been talked about, hey, you know, let's find a way, whether it's through more space, whether it's through fewer animals, whether it's through foster families, let's find a way so we don't have to euthanize some of these adoptable pets.
Exactly, yeah. It's when I started there, that was my goal. It was heartbreaking for me my first year being there and having to go and literally choose who got to live and who didn't. So,
what a tough job.
Yeah, especially when you're a huge animal lover. And so I guess I kind of made it a personal goal that I would like to see that happen someday. And then, of course, that's how most animal lovers would feel. I would hope that they would want, that they would want all the adoptable animals to get a second chance at loving homes. And so Cat's Cradle Shelter started in January of 2012. And that's made a huge difference because now we have a whole new shelter in town that's helping to take in cats. And that was the biggest problem before, is just so many cats and not enough place to put them. So
why don't you tell listeners what the process is? I know because we have our own couple of rescue pets in our home, but let listeners who might not know what the process is for an animal to go from being unwanted or not having a home or being on the street like some pets are, Rudy the rescue dog, to finding its way to the shelter and finding a home eventually.
Sure. Well, there's 3 pounds in the FM area. There's one in Moorhead, Fargo, and West Fargo. And the animals that end up there are usually either strays wandering on the street or they've been abandoned by their owners. They are held at the local pounds for 3 to 5 days to see if an owner is going to step forward to claim them. And after that time period is up, then the rescue groups have an opportunity to go in there and take the ones that they feel they can adopt out. And then they go to the shelter, whichever shelter offers to take them. And then they're put up for adoption and find new homes.
And people can go to the Humane Society shelter or any of the other shelters and take a look around and talk over as a family or an individual that maybe this pet would work, maybe that pet would work, and take us through that process. Because, again, I've been through it, and it was great, but not everybody knows about it.
Yep. We have a shelter, and so does Cat's Cradle shelter, and then there are rescues in town that operate through foster families only, so you need to make an appointment with the actual rescue, such as For Love of Dog. Mm-hmm. But once you, if you come into our shelter, we'll introduce you to all the animals we have. We'll kind of ask you a few questions and get some idea of what type of animal is going to work best in your home, you know, energy level, breed-wise, you know, do they need to be dog-friendly, cat-friendly, kid-friendly, and just kind of try and place you with the best possible animal, you know, give you options of which ones would work best in your home, and then you fill out an adoption application, and you're approved within 24 hours and take your new pet home.
And you can actually have a trial period as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, just to make sure that everything is okay, that if you bring a pet home and it doesn't work out, you can bring it back. No guilt, no strings attached. You say, you know what? This dog or cat just didn't work. Can we try a different one? Can we go a different direction?
Yep. We do 2-week trial periods to make sure that the pet is going to work in your home. You know, it's sometimes a little hard when they're in the shelter to determine if you're going to be able to handle a dog's energy level and things like that. So we give you a chance to take them home and make sure that it's going to be a good fit.
How many animals do you have in the shelter right now? And could you use more people to go there and maybe take a look at a cat or a dog to adopt right now?
We have roughly 90 animals in our care. Roughly 75 of them are cats. Most of them are adult cats, and that's what we need the most adopters for right now. There are a lot of great adult cats just waiting for new homes, and dogs as well, but just definitely a lot of cats right now.
And these animals have been checked out by a vet. They have all their shots. They're all updated so that you don't have to worry about that if you go check out a pet at the shelter.
Yep. All of our animals are spayed and neutered if they're at least 4 months or older. They're vaccinated. Cats are tested for feline leukemia and FIV, and dogs are heartworm tested, and all the animals are microchipped too.
How many pets are adopted out of the Humane Society shelter every year?
This 2013, we adopted out 628, and we helped transfer another 150 to other rescues, both locally and regionally.
What a feel-good job you have.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
You get to have families get a great pet, and you get to have pets find a great home.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's good for you. Heather Clyde, she's the shelter manager at the Humane Society of Fargo Moorhead. And here's my pitch, and here's the pitch I'll always make to people, is I know that certain people, Heather, want a certain breed of dog or a certain type of dog for a specific purpose. A lot of guys in this area like to hunt, and gals too, like to hunt. And they're saying, you know what? I need this kind of dog. This, and that's fine. And you can do whatever you want. You can get whatever dog in the world you want and just give it a loving home and everything will be fine. But if you haven't decided that, or if you haven't, it doesn't matter what breed of dog you get, check out the shelters in town because there's so many cool pets and there's so many great pets that everybody should go check that out first thing. And then if they see something they like, take it home and give it a try.
Yeah. And on that same note, we get a lot of people, we get a lot of labs in as well as some other hunting dogs. And we actually have a previous volunteer who has adopted every single one of her hunting dogs, and they've all been great dogs. So
there
just
you
because you're looking for a specific dog for a specific job, such as hunting, you still check out the shelters. There are a lot of great dogs who have great potential, but nobody's used them for that yet. And we do get a lot of purebreds in that people may not realize that. We get a lot of purebred labs in and different breeds, German Shorthairs and German Shepherds and different purebreds. And if you can't find one at our shelter, just keep looking. There are breed-specific rescues out there as well if you are looking for a purebred dog.
Cool. Heather, website, phone number, if people want to learn more about the Humane Society shelter or any of the other shelters, which, again, in 2013, did not euthanize one adoptable pet in our local Fargo-Moorhead shelters.
Awesome. Yep. Our website is humanesocietyfargomoorhead.org, and our phone number is 701-239-0077.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Heather Clyde, Shelter Manager of the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead.